flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kim from Worcester.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Kim works in HR for an armored car company, Kennedy.
I do.
Sounds really cool.
Remember my brother used to drive an armored truck?
Yeah, that's true.
And then a bunch of nuns robbed him. It was crazy.
No, none of that.
Kim, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Someone posted pictures of Camila Cabello playing an arena with a ton of empty seats on Sunday, but someone else said it was a corporate event and very few tickets were sold to the public. Which group did Camila rise to fame with?
Oh, gosh. The Cheetahs?
Question number two. Misha Barton, 39 today. She played Marissa Cooper on which teen drama about the high-class world of Newport Beach?
Pass on that one.
Question number three. Bad Bunny went on the show Hot Ones, but he couldn't finish. Other celebrities who quit along the way, Ricky Gervais, DJ Khaled, Taraji P. Henson, and Chance the Rapper. What is the thing they're trying to do on Hot Ones? What is the gauntlet?
Pass again.
Oh, you got to watch it, Kim. It's a great show.
Question number four. 8 years ago today, in 2017, La La Land tied a record for the most Oscar nominations with 14. Can you name the two stars?
Oh, God. Ryan. Nope, I'm going to pass.
No, you're there.
I know.
Ryan pass is not the answer.
I can't think of it. Ryan. Oh, God, it's not my Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to pass.
All right, and question number five. SZA will perform with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl halftime show. Can you name SZA's only number one song as a solo artist?
Oh, it's going to be a bad day.
That's all right.
No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Enough armored car questions?
No, not enough.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kim from Worcester got zero out of five. Mac.
No, that's not what we do here.
That was terrible.
That's all right. It happens. Nobody's listening. It's fine.
That's a fact.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
Someone posted pictures of Camila Cabello playing an arena with a ton of empty seats. But someone else said it was a corporate event and very few tickets were sold to the public.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Got to read that fine print.
Which group did Camila rise to fame with?
Fifth Harmony.
1-0. Misha Barton turns 39 today. She played Marissa Cooper on which teen drama?
The O.C.
About the high-class world of Newport Beach.
The O.C.
Did you watch that?
I think I watched like one season. Mm. I was a little old for it, but I think I went back later.
2-0. Question number 3. Bad Bunny went on the show Hot Ones, but he couldn't finish. Other celebs who quit along the way, Ricky Gervais, DJ Khaled, Taraji P. Henson, and Chance the Rapper. What is the gauntlet they do on Hot Ones? What are they trying to do?
Like they eat hot wings and they get hotter and hotter every question.
Mm-hmm. 3-0. Dan, could you do it?
Oh, I would do it, but I would be terrible at
could
it.
Could you get through the whole thing?
I wouldn't quit because I would have to finish it, but I would not.
You'd be sick for
some
days.
People handle it well. Yeah. I would be. My shirt would be off and I'd be sweating and pacing.
I did it at Buffalo Wild Wings because they have kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And over the course of a softball season, every Sunday we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and every week I moved up in level. And by the time we got to the end of the season, I mean, we lost every game.
But your mouth is made of asbestos.
Yeah,
I've recently just started to be able to handle buffalo wings.
Really?
And I'm like, I am a spice lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby steps, babe. Yeah.
Milk used to be spicy for me.
It's 3-0. Question number 4. 8 years ago today in 2017, La La Land tied a record for the most Oscar nominations with 14. Who are the two stars?
It's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
4-0. Question number 5. SZA will perform with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl. It has been announced. What is the name of SZA's only number one song as a solo artist?
I only know one. Kill Bill.
That's the one to know.
That's the only one to know.
Wow.
5-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. It was a close one, but Kennedy squeaked it out there at the end.
It's a barn burner. Back and forth battle of titans.
Kim, we appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kim from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brenna from Taunton.
Hey, Brenna. Taunton.
Good morning.
Taunton.
There's, I missed an A. It's Brianna.
Oh, Brianna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brianna.
Good morning, Brianna.
That's all right.
Oh, No worries, Dan. It's just her name.
Most people call me Bree.
All right, Bree. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You like Bree, Dan?
Thank you.
Hey.
Really?
It's okay.
I'm a big Brie guy. I mean, I wouldn't buy it, but Lana buys it all the time.
I have the palate of a 9-year-old.
Oh, it's delicious.
I like Lunchables plastic cheese.
Oh, will you warm it up a little bit? So good. All right, Kennedy's gone out of the studio, Brie. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the cash. Question number one. Jeremy Renner will open up about his near-fatal snowplow accident in his upcoming memoir, My Next Breath. Which Marvel superhero does Jeremy Renner play?
Iron Man. Hawkeye.
Question number two. Rick Astley says he's never personally Rickrolled anyone. What is the name of Rick's song that is used in Rickrolling videos?
I don't know. Never Gonna Give You Up.
Question number three. This year's Super Bowl commercials include Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt from Meta. Doja Cat in the Taco Bell ad and Post Malone pushing Bud Light. Which fountain soda is sold exclusively at Taco Bell locations?
Mountain Dew.
Question number four. Vin Diesel says Fast X Part 2 will film in L.A. because the city, quote, needs it now more than ever. Who does Vin play in the Fast and Furious movies? What's the character's name?
My son will get so mad at me if I get this wrong. Dom.
I need more than that.
I need the whole name.
Dominic. Toretto.
Question number five. 19 years ago today in 2006, Disney bought Pixar for $7.4 billion. Pixar had already had 6 major hits before the buyout. What was Pixar's first ever movie they released in 1995?
Was it Toy Story?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. That was pretty good, Brie. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
It gets my heart pounding. I feel like so, you know.
You're nervous. Brie got 4 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Woo, okay.
These are really tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jeremy Renner will open up about his near-fatal snowplow accident in his upcoming memoir, My Next Breath. Which Marvel superhero does Jeremy Renner play?
Hawkeye.
I started watching Agatha Along.
Agatha All the Way. Oh, so good.
All the Way,
so
All good. Along, whatever
all
it
along,
is.
All Along.
So I don't know what that is.
It's on. It's a Marvel. It was around WandaVision, kind of like right after.
Catherine Hahn. She's so funny.
She's fantastic. 1-1. Question number 2. Rick Astley says he's never personally Rickrolled anyone. Can you name the Rick song that is used in Rickrolling?
Never Gonna Give You Up. And why wouldn't you? I would just walk up to people's doors and be like, never gonna give you up, and then walk away.
You can personally Rickroll them.
That's what I'm saying. Walk up someone on the subway, just start singing.
Tied at 2, question number 3. This year's Super Bowl commercials include Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt for Meta, Doja Cat in the Taco Bell ad, and Post Malone pushing Bud Light. Which fountain soda is sold exclusively at Taco Bell locations?
Baja Blast! What?
Know that.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's Baja Blast.
3-2. You said Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew does make Baja
Blast. I know.
The funny
thing is I went there when I was pregnant all the time to get that, so I should know that.
What, and then you quit? Why would you do such a thing? The Mexi Melt is back. Yeah, come on.
Pregnancy thing.
How are you not a sponsor for Taco Bell?
I don't know.
3-2. Question number 4. Vin Diesel says Fast X Part 2 will film in L.A. because the city needs it now more than ever. Who does Vin Diesel play in the Fast and Furious movies? I need his full name.
Dominic Toretto.
Oh, my goodness.
4-3. Question number 5. 19 years ago today in 2006, Disney bought Pixar for $7.4 billion. Pixar had already had 6 major hits before the buyout. What was Pixar's first ever movie they released in 1995?
Oh, gosh. Toy Story? That was a total guess.
That was a good one. You know what I remember about, and I saw that in the theaters when it came out in 1985.
It's a classic.
What I remember is that stupid lamp from the intro.
The jit that jumps on the eye.
Yeah, I was like, that lamp is cool. I
want to know. Sal's got one in his office. So
I want to know the backstory of that lamp.
It stares us in the face.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Bree. You don't get the cash.
That's okay.
No, you
that
did.
That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, those were very hard, and you did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Brianna from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Taunton.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cam and Sarah from Hanover.
Hello, friends.
Morning.
Good morning.
Headed to the airport?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go see Nana.
Where does Nana live?
Alabama.
Nana in Alabama. Oh, very nice.
Well, Alabama Nana.
Like my wife, Alabama Lana. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Neil Diamond turns 84 years old this weekend. He is responsible for the song that gets played at Fenway Park during the eighth inning of every home game. Name the song.
Sweet Caroline.
In unison, I like it.
Wicked came away with 10 nominations, including Best Picture and Acting Nods for Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. If Erivo wins, she will have completed the EGOT. What is the EGOT?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner.
Question number three. 90 years ago today in 1935, Kruger Cream Ale brewed Kruger Brewing Company, brewed by Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer sold in a can. Which beer company had the slogan, "Stay thirsty, my friends," in all of their commercials for years?
Dos Equis.
Question number four. Alicia Keys turns 44 this weekend. Name the number one song that she has with Jay-Z that is all about New York City.
Empire State of Mind.
These two together.
Mm-hmm. As a tag team, they're dangerous.
Question number five. Tan France from Queer Eye chopped off his pompadour after reading comments from fans. They thought it made him look uptight, so he decided to try something new. What is Tan's area of expertise on Queer Eye?
Interior design.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cam, does your Alabama Nana make you sweet tea?
She can.
Where in Alabama? Where in Alabama are you going?
Center.
Center.
Cam, do you know you're going to Alabama?
Somewhere in the middle.
You seem confused by all these questions.
We have to take a Conestoga wagon to get there. all right, just practice this. Roll Tide. You'll be fine.
Roll Tide.
Cam and Sarah got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
All right.
Neil Diamond turns 84 years old this weekend. He's responsible for the song that gets played at Fenway Park during the eighth inning of every home game. Name the song.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
Tide of 1. Wicked came away with 10 nominations, including Best Picture and Acting Nods for Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. If Erivo wins, she will have completed the EGOT. What is
really?
The EGOT?
Wow. An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Tied at 2. 90 years ago today, 1935, Kruger Cream Ale, brewed by Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer sold in a can. Which beer company had the slogan, "Stay thirsty, my friends," in all of their commercials for years?
Dos Equis.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Alicia Keys, turning 44 this weekend, named the number one song that she had with Jay-Z that was all about New York City.
Empire State of Mind.
Tied at four in question number five, Tan Friends from Queer Eye has chopped off his pompadour after reading comments from fans. They thought it made him look uptight, so he decided to try something new.
Don't listen to what people say, you do you.
What is Tan's area of expertise on Queer Eye?
He's the fashion guy, right?
He is the fashion guy, not interior design. You guys were very good.
Thank you.
Also, not only Roll Tide, you might have to throw a War Eagle in there and get some boiled peanuts.
Oh, gosh. And bring some back.
Boiled peanuts. I'm telling you, just stop at some roadside dive and get some boiled peanuts.
Yeah, preferably just a guy on the side of the road with a cock pot.
Yeah, that is it. All right, Cam and Sarah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head off to Alabama to see Nana?
We are Cam and Sarah, and we can't be Kennedy.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.